On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. If you are someone like me who has multiple facets to your business where you have different offers or different focuses, it allows me to like focus on the podcast really deeply for a week and then scoot to the other areas of my business and give my dedicated attention to those. And so this has been really huge.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
So I did my first podcast episode on this topic way back in 2018. So it is safe to say that this is a tried and true technique in my world that I have leaned on over the years. But let me tell you, this year I am taking this strategy to a whole new level. What am I talking about? I'm talking about batch working. So if you're wondering what batch working is, it's this productivity technique where tasks are grouped together based on similarity or type, and they're completed in dedicated, uninterrupted blocks of time. So basically, instead of context switching or switching between different activities all the time, batch working encourages individuals to focus on one type of task at a time, allowing for increased efficiency and concentration, both things I need more of in my life. It basically involves structuring your workflow so that you can streamline processes and minimize context switching, which enhances your productivity and ultimately it enhances your output. So if you are someone who wants to get more done in less time so that you can get back to the things you love and the life that you're living, or if you're tired of working so hard every single day only to rest your head at the end of it and wonder, what did I actually get accomplished? This episode is for you. We're talking about batch working, but we're going to show you the 2.0 version that's happening in my life and business this year. Okay, real talk. Are skinny jeans out or are they in? My friends and I continue to have this debate, and it just goes to show that trends come and go and come back again. And the same goes for marketing strategies. Like, who can even keep up? Luckily, HubSpot makes it their job to keep marketers on trend and on track to hit their goals. Their 2024 State of Marketing Report is an all-in-one guide for everything happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. HubSpot surveyed more than 1,400 marketing pros across the world and curated the top trends they're thinking about. Sure, there's AI, but there's honestly so much more. The report covers everything from increasing awareness and engagement to ensuring privacy and boosting efficiency and growth. This report will give you all the info you need to shape your strategy for the year and keep on winning into next year. So friend, do not get caught hopping on an old trend. Visit HubSpot.com/state of marketing to get your free copy of the report today. That's HubSpot.com/state of marketing. So it's kind of funny because I have been batch working for 6 years, probably longer if I'm being honest, but I recently learned why this approach is so helpful for me specifically. So nearly 2 years ago, I was formally diagnosed with ADHD, and that diagnosis has taken me down a very, very deep dive looking at the techniques that work for me in order for me to be productive and get my work done. Now, the truth is that people with ADHD really do great with batch working because it provides this more structured approach to task management. It also helps minimize the need for constant context switching and decision making. There's so much research out there about how long it takes our brain to context switch. And so if you're someone like me who tends to have like 20 tabs open and you kind of forget what you were doing, this method can be so game changing. When you have uninterrupted keyword uninterrupted, blocks of time for specific tasks, people with ADHD can maintain their focus and concentration, which then, of course, leads to increased productivity. And let me just preface this by saying, I am not someone in the camp of like, I want you to work smarter so that you can work harder. I think there's a lot of people who are like, I want to be the most productive version of myself so that I can get the most work done and keep working and working and working. I want for you to work smarter so that you can live more, so that you can unlock more time in your life where you're not thinking about all the things you need to do or what you didn't get done, or you're not berating yourself for not totally crossing off everything on your to-do list. So one of the things that I love about this is it helps reduce that feeling of overwhelm that I think so many of us can feel. And it provides a sense of accomplishment that I think so many of us are lacking, especially entrepreneurs, because when you batch work, you are completing a batch of tasks. It also just helps you better with time management and prioritization. People with ADHD really can have a challenge of managing their workload. And so when you feel more in control of your workday, you finish it feeling more accomplished and you tend to actually achieve more. Overall, batch working offers a practical solution to a lot of common challenges that entrepreneurs face, but specifically entrepreneurs with ADHD. Now, if you do not have ADHD, I promise you there's gold in this episode, so don't tune me out yet. Okay, so the first thing that has been so game-changing for me this year is themed days. I am talking about designating specific days of the week for certain tasks or themes. For example, so you could do Mondays are your admin days, like accounting and emails. Tuesdays could be client meetings and brainstorming. Wednesdays could be content creation and so on. This allows you to focus deeply on one task at a time, minimizing context switching. So this has been a huge shift for me this year. And I also have to recognize what a stinking privilege it is to be able to say, like, I don't want to do meetings on Mondays, to be able to designate what your schedule is. But here's something I want you to remember. So many of us go into entrepreneurship wanting more freedom, wanting more control. And sometimes we end up building businesses where we feel like we have zero freedom and we're out of control. And so you want to control the controllables. And for me, that looked like designating themes for each day of the week and communicating those and kind of creating this rhythm within my life and business that feels so much better. So for me, I decided last year, my team started doing 4-day work weeks. We started it as an experiment. I did a whole podcast episode on the topic and we loved it. And so we have not gone back. So we do Monday through Thursday. And one thing that I noticed is that my favorite days of work, the days that I feel like I get the most stuff done, are days where I don't have any calls or any meetings. And so I decided I wanted Monday to be my deep work day, meaning I have no meetings, I have limited Slack interaction, and I'll jump into my inbox, but I might not get through the whole thing. And so Mondays have become this really sacred day for me in terms of work, where I am learning, I'm exploring, I'm creating, I'm ideating, I'm being the visionary. And so what this means is that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are usually jam-packed, but Mondays and Fridays, the bookends of the week, feel very free to me. And they also just allow me to kind of transition a little bit easier out of a weekend filled with straight on motherhood and back into the work week. And then also easing out of that entrepreneur mode and into mom mode as we go into the weekend. And so this has been just amazing for me to have kind of these themes. So Monday, I don't do meetings. Tuesday, I usually have a lot of meetings. Wednesday, I usually do recording. Thursday, I do review. And then we have Fridays off. And so that has worked out really, really well for me. And so if you can call in just different themed days, not only does it help you kind of plan your schedule out a little bit more in advance, but it also helps you find a rhythm that allows you to get into the deep work. Because when people talk about deep work, as someone with ADHD, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. It takes me so long to like sink in, feel super creative, just like creating on the fly. I have to create a really intentional environment to get to that place. And so I recognize the way that I was setting up my schedule was not allowing me to ever get into deep work. And so that has shifted with theme days. Next, kind of touched on this a little bit, but meeting days. So rather than scattering your meetings throughout the week, schedule them all on specific days. This allows the business owner to fully immerse themselves in these interactions without interruptions. It also frees up other days for focused work. So I have something weird, and I'm curious if any of you relate. You should send me a DM if you relate to this. But if I have a meeting on my calendar, I like really struggle to get things done either until that meeting happens or even if it's like 2 p.m. all day, I'm dreading that meeting. Even if I love the person I'm meeting with, meetings really throw off my productivity and my desire to get work done. It just feels like a wrench in my schedule. And I'm trying to like Jenga my way into creativity around structure of meetings. And so I am someone who dreads meetings. I mean, there's no other way to put it. This has been a really big thing for me. So at the beginning of the year, I worked with all of my contractors that I have meetings for and my team. And I said, okay, is there any way that we can line everything up on Tuesday for me? So we'll have team meetings. I'll meet with different contractors. I have like monthly review meetings. We do budget reviews. I have gotten it down to a place where basically one day a month, I have like back to back meetings. So it's just like a day of meetings. But then every other week, my Tuesdays are open, wide open. And so before it was like a meeting here, a meeting there, a meeting there. And so this has been amazing. Of course, those meeting days are draining, so much Zoom fatigue, but it's totally worth it to me to have that one condensed day so that there are more free calendar days, which again, for me is like my favorite days as an entrepreneur. And so I've just kind of gotten to protect that creativity and that time that I need to get into that creative space and then batching up my meeting days. So if you can do that, do it. And let me tell you, I was very nervous about communicating this goal with my contractors because they all have businesses and other clients. Everyone was like totally cool with it. And so I think that Minnesota like, oh, is this going to be a problem? I hope this isn't an inconvenience. It's like communicate and be flexible as you can. But man, once I got everything lined up, I'm like, this is awesome. Okay, the next tip for batch working is called project sprints. Okay, if anyone was in track, I was in track. Sprint, you go really fast for a short amount of time. Now, keep in mind, short amount of time, I'm not talking about or promoting burnout culture where it's like go really fast and hard until you burn out. I'm talking about short bursts of intense work focused on completing specific projects or goals. So this has been great. And this most predominantly shows up in my business during launches where we just have like one linear focus. And for me as a multifaceted, multi-passionate person, it can be both beautiful and also constricting to do this. But when you dedicate uninterrupted time to one specific thing, you can make progress really fast. So this could be talking about setting aside a specific day, setting aside 1 week or 2 weeks or even a month where you are solely focusing on a new project or launch or a new offer, you're revamping your website or whatever this is, but it's like very, very hyper focused work where you kind of put the blinders on and you forget about everything else. So when I think about this, I think about our live launches. So our launches are usually open for a little bit over a week. So this is when I'm doing live webinars, I'm supporting my students, I'm answering questions, I'm in the support inbox, like all of my focus. I'm not thinking about the podcast. I'm not thinking about my book. I'm not thinking about my blog. Like I am all in on this one thing. And so is my team. It's like a all hands on deck. We're all in for one united goal. And I love this because when I know that we're going into a launch, I am batching, see the theme here, batching everything else in advance so that there is nothing else needing my attention but this specific launch, this one product, this one webinar. I'm going all in. And I have realized that when I do this, I am so much more freed up. I'm so much more energized. I'm so much more clear. There's so much more clarity for me. And so if you do a project sprint, I want for you to make sure this one important thing, that you have a very specific end date. Because what can happen is a lot of times you say, I'm going to go hard until this thing is done. And then it takes longer and longer and longer. And all of a sudden you're just going hard every day. And so the big thing with a project sprint is like setting aside 1 week. And this is the end date. This is when I'm done sprinting. I know your family, your friends will appreciate this tip because it'll shift your relationship with it. And it'll also give you these clear boundaries. I know when I was just in my launch, I was literally going from like live webinars to bringing my daughter to swimming lessons. And like the context switching in those times were so hard for me because I was still thinking about work, watching my daughter in her swimming lessons, like trying to balance it all. And I remember telling Drew, like, this next week, like if I look like I'm in La La Land, I'm probably thinking about this launch. Like I just want you to know, here is when it's going to be over with and I will be back to normal. But like my brain is like really hyper focused right now. And that's all I'm thinking about. And so having that end date is really powerful, especially if you adopt this project sprint idea. Okay, next is having a monthly planning day. So this is where you reserve one day each month solely for planning and strategizing. This could involve reviewing previous month's performance, which we've been talking so much about. It's just the power of measurement and understanding your numbers. You can also set goals for the upcoming month and outline different steps that you have in order to achieve these goals. For us, this looks like understanding what content is coming out from the brand in the next month. So this is a little bit newer for us, but I am absolutely loving this. So what we're doing is we have some key team members get on the phone or Zoom once a month. We have my content project manager, my online course project manager, my podcast producer, my copywriter, and my VP. All of us, so it's five of us, we get on a Zoom call and we walk through everything that is coming from the brand in the next month. So we're talking about podcast episodes, we're talking about emails that are going out, we're talking about blogs that are being published, we're talking about promotions we have going on, and we walk through it all together. In the past, there was this lack of cohesion in my messaging because everything was kind of siloed off. So like the emails were doing their own thing. The podcast was doing its own thing. The blog was like living in la la land. And so we decided like we want to have this very collective united front of like messaging. So if somebody sees a post on Instagram and they open their email, it's the same message and they're just getting it in two different ways or on two different platforms. And so in this call, we basically have a doc ready to map out the entire month. We come prepared. Each area of the business comes with like their desires. It's almost like we do like an auction of like who needs which emails, who wants which content focuses for which week to support their goals within the overall brand. And I love this because even if you just had one VA helping you out or you were hiring a copywriter or something like that, making sure that you are unified in the messaging and the mission and also clear on the goals. This helps so much. And I just love these monthly planning calls because essentially we get on the phone, we plan it out. I spend the next hour after the call outlining all the content, dropping in my thoughts, leaving bulleted lists, recording voice memos of like, this is what I want this to be. This is what I'm thinking for this. These are the 3 points I want to make sure this covers. And then my team can start running with it. And so we already know 1 month out what's coming out next month. And one of the things that I think gives me the most freedom in my business is not always wondering, well, what's next? What's next? Like, it's so funny. I have so many friends who are so last minute in their businesses and they'll be like, hey, can you support this in a couple of weeks? And I'm like, dude, we already have the next 2 months planned out. Like, you got to get on my calendar way sooner than this. And so having these monthly planning days can help you knock out so much in a very short amount of time. And it also just allows for you to look at like the month at a whole glance. Like you understand, like we kind of look at our months as like themes and we break them out week by week by week. And it just adds so much clarity and consistency in your messaging. And so whatever that looks like for you, whether you sit down with yourself and schedule out your next month of content, or you think about like what's coming down the pipeline that I want to make sure that we're really driving home with our messaging and our content, it's amazing. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply. Speaking of content, the next batch working task that you need to try is doing content creation days or weeks. So this is so interesting to me because I have just been in like a funk with creating content. And I think here's why. I don't show my kids and their faces on the internet anymore. And I'm with my kids basically all the time. And so much of my content is not going to be published or ever see the light of the internet because I'm with my kids and I'm maintaining their privacy. And then the other part is me just sitting at my laptop working my butt off for this business. And that's not really fun to watch. And so when it comes to creating content, I have had a harder time of like, what do I want to share? What do I have to say? What value do I have to add right now? Like, I just feel like I'm in this like interesting stage of life where I'm like, I don't know, going a little bit more inward, but also like, this is hard. But this batch working technique can totally help you. So instead of trying to create content every single day, you can dedicate one day or a week to creating a bunch of content and having a queue of it ready to rock. So this could again include writing multiple blog posts, recording multiple podcasts, designing graphics, filming videos for social. Like, when you can batch similar things together, you can get into a creative flow. You can produce higher quality content. And if you are like me, you can get ready once and shoot a bunch of content and then the next week be in your sweatpants. It was so interesting. But as I was outlining this episode that I'm recording right now, I also outlined 4 additional episodes. So yesterday was a batch working day. It was a deep work day of outlining all of the episodes for the next month. Today, as I'm recording, this is a batch recording day where I am recording all day. I have everything set up one time. Everything's plugged in or ready to go. That's amazing. And so what I love about this is like, I only have to get camera ready once. I can get everything done in one day. And now I know I have podcast content for the next month. Same thing for interviews. We do an entire day where I will do all of the month's interviews in one day. It's back to back to back to back. Knock it out. And then I don't have to think about the podcast all month long. Then it just gets to run. This helps me so much. And if you are someone like me who has multiple facets to your business where you have different offers or different focuses, it allows me to like focus on the podcast really deeply for a week and then scoot to the other areas of my business and give my dedicated attention to those. And so this has been really huge. It's also really helpful. Like on days that I get haircuts, I'll try to shoot a bunch of B-roll content of just like making coffee or making lunch or working on my computer or running on the treadmill or whatever that is, and just shoot a bunch of B-roll content. And then I use that content in my different things that I post online. So again, just thinking about batch working your content. I have friends who they'll fly somebody in from their team and they'll create an entire month's worth of social media content in a day. the beautiful thing about it is it eliminates that guilt of like, I need to create something. I have nothing to say. I don't know what to post. Okay, I'm not going to post today, but I'm really mad at myself for not posting today. And it kind of gets you out of that cycle or that loop that a lot of us can find ourselves in. Okay, the next one is batch emailing. So this is setting aside specific times of day where you are focusing on your inbox. Now, this is really huge because I don't know if you are like me, but I see and I can pinpoint people that are constantly checking and responding to every email as they come in. Don't do that. You are letting your email control your day. You're letting your email control your output. You're letting people in your inbox like dictate where your time is going. And it's just the best way to suck the productivity out of your day. And so instead of doing that, batch work together so that you can minimize distractions, plow through your inbox, and then get back to the work that you're doing. I hit a new high in my business earlier this year. I kicked off this year and I was like, one of my goals is to have inbox zero consistently. There was a stretch of time where I was rocking it. And honestly, it felt so good. I've gotten a bit out of practice on that and I am going to get back to it. I'm committing right now to get back to that because honestly, it felt so amazing. I am the queen. I don't know if this has anything to do with ADHD and indecisiveness, but I am the queen at reading an email and then marking it as unread and telling myself I'll get back to it later. And ultimately, if I get really honest, I already probably know the response to that email, but there's something in me that doesn't want to deliver it, whether it's declining an opportunity or saying no to a partnership or whatever it is. And so when I find myself being indecisive is when I see my inbox get a little bit busy and I'm not responding to people in a timely manner. And I don't want that. It's not fair to other people. It's not great to my anxiety. And so I want to get back to a place where like I just blitz out my email inbox, get it back to zero and let it be. And one thing that I found is like when I'm in like a good energetic decisive mode, that's when I can get through my emails super fast and just be really clear in my communication. And so making sure that you're not just like doing it at the end of the day when you're already just like overworked and you're tired and you don't want to make any more decisions. So figure that out. But here's one tip is like do your emails in a time where you feel energetically aligned. But also I would recommend doing it in the afternoon if you can, because if you start responding to emails at 8 a.m., you literally just get on this email train of back and forth all day long. So when you can do it in the afternoon, you can catch people where then they have time to respond and you're not starting that email tag because there again is nothing less productive than that. One other thing that I can sometimes do is I'll set a timer of like, I'm going to get in there for 20 minutes and get through as many emails as I can. And a lot of times once I get started, I end up just finishing. So an email batch blitz is an amazing, amazing thing. Okay, seasonal batching. So let's talk about this. So there are certain tasks in your life or in your business that are more seasonal or cyclical in nature. You can batch those accordingly. So for example, a retail business might batch inventory management and restocking activities at the end of each quarter or before major holidays. I will never forget doing inventory in Target stores and how stressful that was. Oh my gosh. This allows you to streamline processes and anticipate workload fluctuations. So there are a few things that only happen once or twice a year and can be really beautifully batched. One of those, when I think of this, is like annual planning. So like I want to sit down and create our annual plans, one sitting, knock it out, and make sure that the rest of the team has the entire schedule for the year. I used to never be like this. I used to really plan in quarters, especially as a mom of young kids. I just like couldn't even anticipate what life would be like 3 months from now. So if annual doesn't work for you, you could do quarterly. But I do think it's smart to know where you're going, what's coming up, what you should be preparing for. So this year, I flew out my VP, my right hand, Marissa, to Minnesota, and we sat down. It was in September, and we mapped out this entire year. And then her and I actually both flew to Chicago for 2 days where we busted out so much planning where we said month by month, here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. Here's what we need to do. And so it was really beautiful because like, obviously you can do these things on Zoom, but I found that like when you invest in that time to just be together and to like read each other's energy and to throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks, it's so powerful. So I actually really enjoyed the in-person component and I just felt like it was really beneficial because we were both able to get utter clarity on this task. Other things are like your annual tax prep, just different things like that. You want to plan out time and then just like knock it out. So like instead of trying to collect your forms or different things like that, like set aside an entire day and just knock it out. You're going to feel so much better. I think that the worst feeling in the world is when you're like dipping your toe in something or you're getting like a tiny bit of progress, but it doesn't feel like enough to celebrate. And then you just feel guilty that you didn't get more done. And so there's just something so beautiful about knocking something out. Okay. Next is collaborative workshops and masterminds. So you know me, I have been a part of masterminds since like 2016, and I've just found so much power in setting aside a focus time to be with peers or learn from a mentor and to really like just be all in on an experience. Whenever I go to those, I make sure I have no other work obligations. Like I am all in, one track mind, I am there. One of the things that's amazing is like if you do a workshop or a mastermind, a lot of times they want you to show up with like one problem you want to solve or something that you want help engineering. And I love that because again, when you think about batching, you're like really focusing on like the one thing I want to walk away with understanding is X, Y, or Z. And so not only does it help you really get clear on what it is that you need, but it also allows you to really pay attention to those types of things that's going to help you move forward or get further or whatever that looks like. And so last year I did a mastermind. It was like super focused thinking of batching with authors. So it was a bunch of best-selling authors. And that was amazing because it was just like a deep dive into books. Then this year I did a mastermind, which was for CEOs and moms. And so it was like a deep dive into like motherhood and healing and femininity. It was like so amazing. And so when you think about doing either something like a collaborative workshop where you're getting together with industry peers and you're all sharing information or things like that, or masterminds, you want to bring everyone together for this focused amount of time. And when you do that, like you can get so many questions answered. You can fast track your success. You can learn new strategies. You can streamline your operations. Like there's just so much benefit to it. And I have found, you know, I've been a part of masterminds where it's like every month there's a monthly call and those are awesome. But the deepest, most integrative work happens when everyone is all in together for just a few days. And so I love that. Another way to batch that I highly encourage, and I think most entrepreneurs probably aren't doing, is having focused learning days. So this is where you dedicate regular blocks of time to learning a new skill, to developing in a different way, to challenging yourself. This could be like taking online courses, going to a webinar, reading a specific book. By really focusing and like batching your learning together, you can continue to improve your knowledge. You can stay ahead of the curve and you can also save yourself a lot of time, money, and frustration. I feel like a lot of times we leave the learning for like our leftover or like our extra time. And I don't know if you're like me, but I never seem to have any extra time. And so I've really learned that if I want to get a new skill or really dive deep into a topic, I have to schedule it and set aside specific time that is uninterrupted for it. And so, like I said, I'm using Mondays as my deep work day. So this is also a day. So some days I'm like creating, like yesterday I was batching all of these different outlines for the podcast. But like last week, I was like very quiet with myself. I was journaling. I was taking time to learn. I was reading. I was listening to a podcast. And so if you are someone who has maybe like purchased an online course and you never dove in, you need to make sure that you are setting aside a specific day to learn something. And remember, with knowledge, you invest in it one time, you get to reap the rewards for the rest of your life as many times as you implement that piece. And so it is so worth it for you to learn something so that that knowledge and that skill compounds your results. And so you might think, I don't have time to learn, but you honestly don't have time not to learn. You have to focus and prioritize learning so that you can grow and you can fast track your results. You can save yourself time. You can save yourself frustration. You can save yourself money. And so again, you can turn decades into days with learning. So make sure that when you are looking at your schedule, that you're batching and setting aside some uninterrupted time for just that. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. All right, we're getting towards the end. One of the last ones is personal growth retreats. So planning a little bit of time where it is very dedicated, if you are able to do something outside of your normal setting where you have the ability to get quiet with yourself, to set goals, to reflect, to feel rejuvenated, something I think a lot of us don't feel enough of, this can be a really great place to just check, am I still in alignment? What feels good? What is exciting to me? Do my plans still make sense? Are my goals still in alignment with what I want right now? I know it is not always feasible for people to like take multiple days off of work and to go to a wonderful fancy spa retreat, but like whatever this can look like, I think that a lot of times we don't set aside enough time to really reflect and get quiet and stay in alignment. And I think when that happens, a lot of times we wake up 2 years down the road and we're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be, or this doesn't feel how I thought. For me, I have really learned, especially as a mom, I need alone time. It's like the number one thing I crave, not because I don't love my children and my husband, but because I process alone. Like I need to like reconnect with self, with my soul, with the voice inside of me. And I can't do that when I'm with other people or when it's noisy. And so for me, like last year, I was so fortunate. I got to do a bunch of little getaways. So I did a little getaway with my college friends. I did a getaway with my Wisconsin friends. I did a getaway with my business friends. And like, I had a lot of very intentional girl time that didn't just happen last year, but it was through a lot of strategic planning. But even this year, like I'm planning a couple little mini retreats where I'm getting away sometimes with other people. But I really, one of my biggest things I want to do this year is to do a solo retreat so that I can really get quiet and clear with myself. And so when you think about personal growth and checking in with yourself, setting aside that intentional time, regardless of where you are, whether you're at home or not, to really take some time to reflect. And my encouragement here is do not wait until December 31st to do this. Do these little check-ins with yourself throughout the year. It'll help you stay in alignment and help make sure that you're clear on what it is that you really want. Okay, the last two that I have are personal incentives. So it was kind of fun. I was talking to my team about this episode. I was so excited because I actually love this topic of batch working, so nerdy. And two of my team members said that they like to almost like create rules for themselves to incentivize themselves to get things done. And I thought this was a really unique way. And you have to do this in a healthy way. Let me just preface that. But I actually really like that. So Christy, my podcast producer, said like, I'll tell myself that until the inbox is at zero, I'm going to wait on having my coffee, or that once I've posted and done something, then I can get the reward of sunshine and taking my dogs for a walk. And so it kind of helps like hyper-focus and stop task switching and incentivizes someone to like get that task complete, which honestly feels so good. Brooklyn, my copywriting queen, said, I do the same thing. It helps me because thanks to ADD, I'm going to task switch anyways, even without my own permission. So it should be a positive, productive, and planned short period of time. And she said, it helps to see my workflows as sprints versus marathons. So she can do and go hard for a short amount of time and then take a breather and then come back to it. And then the last one that my team said is selfish batching. So one of my team members, Marissa, who's like my VP, she's my right hand. She said, I've honed in on selfish batching per se, where I make blocks for me. And that's shifted how I approach my days, my productivity, my creativity, and even my mood. For instance, every morning when I log in, I block 30 minutes to read 3 Medium articles from their daily roundup that they send me. Some are about business, some about personal development, some are fun plant medicine research, but this kicks my brain off without the fall of trap of like, all right, here we go. Here's what I've got to do. I personally do this as well. As soon as Drew leaves a house with the kids to head to school for Coco, that's when I take 30 minutes to meditate. I lay on my PMF mat. I do my red light and I just kind of like ease into my day. But it's like this selfish of like, let's batch this stuff first, the care stuff, then we scoot into work. So it kind of delays that like instant cortisol spiking hustle culture that so many have. So there you have it. So many different ways that you can batch work. I hope you walk away with even just one of these and start to implement it. I promise you, no matter who you are, you can benefit from having more focused work and really just getting clear on like, here is my goal for today. And if I just get this one thing done, this will be a success. It's going to leave you going to bed at night feeling like you've achieved something important that's going to move the needle forward. It's also going to help your busy brain really hone in and narrow down on what is most important for you and your business for the day. And it'll help just increase your productivity and minimize the distractions that you have because you're literally getting everything ready for what you need to get done and you're getting it done.
I love batch working. I hope you love today's episode. I'd love to hear what your favorite method was for you. And real quick, I'll do a quick review of what we talked about. So first, theme days. Second, meeting days. Third, project sprints. Fourth, monthly planning days. Fifth, content creation days or weeks. Sixth, batch emailing. Seven, seasonal batching. Eight, collaborative workshops or masterminds. Nine, focused learning days. 10, personal growth retreats, 11, personal incentives, and 12, selfish batching. I hope there's something in it for you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.